Everyone, welcome to How I Built This, a conversation for those who love entrepreneurship and driving change. Each episode will be bite-sized nuggets of information about building an organization that is teaching our future female leaders the essential skills. Skills that will transfer across multiple industries, making them invaluable global citizens. I will answer three questions that is asked of me and guide you through what it took for me to do the work. From a spark of an idea 2 years ago, until today. Let's get this conversation started.
These are big steps that takes amazing amount of knowledge, time, and work. How do you know where to start and what to do?
I am one of those who always believes in continually learning. Even though I'm an adult, even though I've got, you know, a degree or two under my belt, I always am reading up on what to do and how to do things. I go through the different book lists that the different CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, those lists that they publish each year, and I try to read every single book on that list. Because of that, I've got a lot of knowledge stored up in this little brain of mine, which made it really easy for me to be able to lay out the timeline of what was necessary to make this happen, all of the milestones that you have to hit when you're in the middle of taking something from concept to corporation and then launching it as an actual viable product. Because of that knowledge that I had, because of the time I've spent in the startup world where we take something to market, you know, it's a very fast turnaround, hopefully, to get things up and going. I've got a lot of experience working in that field, and that just parlayed perfectly into me having this idea 2 years ago to turning this into a nonprofit corporation in the state of California.
That's amazing. What's the difference between nonprofit and for-profit?
So all of my friends and I in the startup world joke around and say every corporation is a nonprofit until they sell their first item and it's a viable product in the marketplace. We are a nonprofit, which takes changing the terminology around. From coming from the for-profit sector, I did not grow my career through the nonprofit sector. I was for-profit the first 20 years of my career. And all of the terminology they use there is completely different in the nonprofit world. We're not 3Xing or 10Xing for an investor. We are receiving donations from companies and individuals who want to pay it forward by investing in the future. So they provide donations, and nonprofits have to have a certain percentage, I can't remember it off the top of my head right now, of donations yearly. Nonprofits, unfortunately, cannot be 100% self-sustaining, which is what I would love to do with Athena Racing. And I have multiple revenue streams that I'm working on in my brain to help us get to that point, but is not allowed. We have to have donors helping to support us, and we are providing something to the public that they would not be able to get themselves. So as a nonprofit, we are working with our future female leaders to pay it forward.
That's amazing. One of our big wins was gaining our nonprofit status. Ours was an amazing story. Can you tell it?
So I had this concept idea on April the 17th. By the middle of May, I was talking to an accountant about filing for our nonprofit status with the IRS. We received our official incorporation with the state of California on June the 10th, which then allowed us to file for our nonprofit status, which we received on June the 28th. To be able to receive all of our statuses that we needed that quickly was amazing. That rarely ever happens, but it also to me was a sign that even the universe realized how needed and how wanted Athena Racing as a STEM education nonprofit program was. And because of that, we were able to kick off with the school year in 2019, not knowing that we were going to be shut down by the pandemic 3 months later, but we were able to get it out there. So it was just fun to watch the wheels rolling that quickly. And for us to receive our status with the IRS as a nonprofit that quickly.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to our How I Built This episode of our podcast, Drive to Success. Make sure you check out our website at athenaracing.org and all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Race Athena. Our events are incredibly fun and our membership is growing rapidly. You can attend as a guest too if you haven't become a member yet. Our programs are free thanks to the incredible support of our volunteers and sponsors.